Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Pastor George is back with us for more prosperity revelation. The name of today is God is My Source, and that is the truth.
Isn't it?
Isn't that good? Welcome, George.
Thank you, Gloria. It's good to be back with you again. I always enjoy coming on, doing these broadcasts with you.
I
look forward to hearing what she's going to say. That's my greatest thing that I look forward to when I come on here. We're going to get more gloriasms out of these broadcasts.
So let's believe.
I'm looking forward to that. You know, it is the will of God for us to prosper.
Absolutely.
And you and I have been doing these broadcasts for quite a bit of time. We started actually back in 2010, and this is our 351st prosperity broadcast. Now, we've made all of the notes available. These notes, as well as all of the outlines that we have done on these prosperity broadcasts, they're available on kcm.org. Just go to the picture of Glory and Me, click on it, and it will take you to all of the notes that we have done. And so far, and we've made them free.
What number is this?
This we're at 1,500,000 downloads of the outlines that we've taught. So we know that you folks have been interested in prosperity because of downloading these, and all of them are available to you absolutely free, and you can take them, teach them, study them. Pastors, you can take these outlines and have prosperity seminars in your church.
Yeah.
These can be used for all kinds of purposes. So
I would love for them to send us testimonies.
We need to hear some testimonies.
Some good prosperity testimonies they've had.
Yes.
Putting this into action. You got to put it into action. To get the results.
You really do.
I believe people are doing that.
They are. And I was thinking about, Gloria, how where you and Kenneth came from and where you are today, and how the Lord, the two of you tapped into the covenant benefit of prosperity, how it completely changed your life.
It did.
And to
and
see
how we completely had to have it at the moment.
You really did, didn't you?
Yeah. That makes an avid student out of you, you know.
It does. And speaking of avid student, you know, when I came here in 1976, and I started actually listening to Kenneth after I met Terry at ORU in 75. So I've been walking in this ministry for a long time. And to listen to the two of you and to watch over these last 43 years.
43 years.
And to see where the ministry was back then and to see where it's gone over all of these years, the two of you have really proved out to us that prosperity works. And one of the greatest things that you and Kenneth did was by unction of the Spirit of God to make the decision to live debt-free. And that debt freedom, you really had to look to God as your source.
Well, if it hadn't been in black and white, we wouldn't have done
you
it.
You wouldn't have done it.
But there it was in the Bible.
Romans 13:8.
And we'd committed to do what we saw in the Bible. No, you know, we hadn't had any experience at that. Everything we had was paid with borrowed money.
Right.
We owed payments on it.
And when you saw that.
But we saw it. We said we'd do what the Word said. We had to do it.
And you adapted your lifestyle to whatever the Word of God said.
And it made all things possible. Instead of costing you something, it opened the door to all things are possible.
Yes.
To him that believeth.
And you and Kenneth. Now, Terry and I don't think we were in particularly that place of poverty when we started, but you guys were, I mean, between renting a rollaway bed and boiling potatoes in the coffee pot. And the television that had the picture that was about that big
of
the Beverly.
That all went together.
That all went together. And you applied the Word to your situation.
We did.
And it worked. It worked. And we look at the ministry today. The ministry is 52 years old. And you made the decision back in 1967 to stay out of debt.
Yeah.
And all of these years.
Just because the Word said, keep out of debt.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't volunteer that.
No. And this is a ministry that has been out of debt We don't even talk about going to the bank to borrow the money.
No, no.
That is not a topic of discussion around here. But I was thinking about this, Gloria, as I was preparing this series on God as My Source. You and Kenneth really had to make that decision way back when you first entered the ministry that God was your source.
That's right.
Because from hearing you, you were wondering, where are we going to get our house? He's wondering, where are we going to get an airplane?
We hadn't been going, you know, we hadn't been married very long.
Yeah.
And we didn't have anything paid for. Everything we have, we'd borrowed money on,
yeah,
which wasn't much. But anyway, it looked impossible, but we were determined to do what the Word said.
There are people that are watching us right now, and this is where I want to get into the heart of what we're discussing. There are so many people right now who are facing financial challenges in their lives. And what people do is they look at their paycheck, their income, and then they look at the needs and they wonder to themselves, how are we going to pay for this? Where's the money going to come from? How are we going to do this? And there is a major revelation that we're going to be covering this week.
Praise God.
And the fact that God is our source. And really, from this point on, and the title of these messages are God is My Source. And that's
good.
A confession.
That's good.
That is a declaration of faith. And you should be saying that right now as we go through this week. God is my source.
Amen.
You wonder, where is it going to come from? God is my source.
That's right.
And so in point three here on our notes, this is a word from the Lord through Kenneth. This is dated November the 11th of 2010. Now listen to this. Don't look to the government for your supply. Don't look to other people for your supply. No, no, pastors, don't look to your congregation for your supply. Jesus is our source.
Amen.
The blessing of Abraham is our supply, and the Word is our supply.
Amen.
So we have to have that revelation that God is the source of all things. And that's what you and Kenneth had to do when you first started this. And when you made the decision to live debt-free, you had to cut that avenue out of your thinking.
Well, we made the decision to do what the Word said. We didn't know it said at the time.
Yeah. Don't go into debt.
But there we were. We were caught.
Yeah.
So we had to do, we had to put our money where our mouth
That's
was,
right.
But we didn't know where our money was.
And what you did in doing that, you made God the ultimate source of your supply.
Yeah.
It had to be Him. It had to be Him. Because in the natural realm, it didn't look like that it could possibly happen, but without Him.
That's right.
And that's the revelation that we're teaching this week about it. And let me give our foundation scripture. It's on there on your page, Gloria.
Let me say this.
One interesting thing
is that when we started, it didn't take much to be our supply. But then, as you keep doing what God tells you to do, build buildings, have a staff, go on every available voice.
Yes.
It grew.
That's true, Gloria.
But God, He paid for it.
He's the one.
He called for it and He took care of it.
He's the one that would talk to you and Kenneth. I'm thinking right now about the Denny's in Arkansas, where you and Kenneth were sitting there at breakfast coming back from the prayer cabin.
Yeah.
And you just started talking about going on television. And all of a sudden, sitting there, it seemed like, we can do this. We can do this. But when we first went on weekly television, God had to be the source.
Oh, yeah.
Of this.
The ministry didn't have enough money to do that.
I remember a time.
I sure didn't have
Now, our television bill is not big, that as big as it was back then. But back then, when we were both on daily television, weekly television, that television bill was hitting $3 million a month. What was that? Well, God had to be our source.
That's right.
He had to be our source.
And He took care of it.
He did. And Gloria, somebody asked me a question yesterday. We were over in the lunchroom having a lunch with our staff, and somebody came up to me. He's 29 years old. And he came up to me and he says, Pastor George, how can you be so peaceful with everything that you're doing and the responsibilities that you have?
That's a good question.
How can you be so peaceful about it? And I started talking to him about, I've seen the faithfulness of God.
Yeah.
And over the years, you see how faithful God has been. We've been through some tough times. We've been through the $6 million deficit together. And I can remember the pressure that was on us at that time. But you know, that was back in 1989, 1990. But we got through that, Gloria.
We did.
And you look back at the victories that you have and go, and finally you think to yourself, now wait a minute. God has taken care of us through everything, thick and thin. And He's provided for us.
You know what the hardest thing to believe God for in our history?
What is that?
Pay the rent.
Pay the rent.
You have to start with
That's right. That's right.
We had a rented rollaway bed.
Yeah.
You had a
rented everything.
Down by the river.
Yeah.
But we had the Word.
Yeah.
So we kept studying. We kept believing. And we wouldn't borrow money to get things because of what the Word said. And so we ended up lacking nothing.
Yeah. And he was your ultimate source. Now, the scripture here, Gloria, in point number four, 1 Corinthians 8:6 in the Amplified translation. Yet for us, there is only one God,
that's right,
the Father, who is the source of all things.
Isn't that a great word?
That is our wonderful, loving, heavenly Father who is the source of all things.
Think about the Garden of Eden.
Tell me.
They didn't have anything. They had everything. They weren't missing anything. The food grew on trees.
Yeah, that's true.
It was a beautiful environment until sin came.
Yeah. They had everything they needed.
Uh-huh.
Everything was covered. And we have to have that mentality that He is the source of everything
He's
that we
supply.
Need. He is our supply.
Yes.
For us, there's only one God, the Father, who is the source of all things, and that is the scripture that we stand on. He is my source. Say, God is my source.
God is my source.
He takes care of me.
He takes care of me.
He's taking care of me right now.
He's taking care of me right now.
Let's look at our next scripture here, and it's written down here, Gloria, in our notes. Philippians 4:19. In Philippians 4:19, in the King James it says, but my God shall supply all your need.
All your need.
All your need. According to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. What a powerful scripture that is, Gloria.
It is.
I mean,
it's true
we've stood on that and believed God for that. My God shall supply all your need. I can tell, you know, the times that we've gone through here, there's been $1 million deficit, there's been a $6 million deficit. But here we are today. Every bill is paid.
Where did we start out? We started out believing God to pay the rent on a rollaway bed because we didn't even own our own bed.
That's where it began. That's where it began.
In our little project house down by the river.
Yeah.
But you have to start where you are. But I just say that because it doesn't matter where you are.
Oh.
You'll start on the Word of God, you'll come out. And I started believing for a home. Ken, of course, he's believing for an airplane.
Airplane.
He didn't care that we didn't have a good car, but we needed an airplane.
Yeah, that's right.
Airplanes are important to some people.
They are.
Anyway.
They are.
We started out with just about nothing, an old car.
I like what you said. You have to start where you are.
That's right. And it doesn't matter where you are.
It doesn't matter where you are.
If you'll start.
Yeah. That's right.
You'll take the word.
That should be an encouraging word to folks that are watching us right now that have been wringing their hands and have been wondering, where is it going to come from? How am I going to pay this? God is our source.
That's right.
He's proved it out to us.
Now, when we began to learn it, we also were in debt. Which is complicated.
You were in debt at the time.
It complicated
the situation. Yeah. So you really had to climb out of that debt situation.
Yeah. Right.
You know, Terry and I did the same thing. We gave a house, but then we got back into debt and believed God, and we got out of debt, and we've been out of debt ever since. And we trusted God in it. And we stood on that scripture. But my God shall supply all your need, according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
Amen.
You see that point number two? Read that one. That's the Bible in basic English. Go ahead and read that to us.
But my God will give you all you have need of from the wealth of His glory in Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently, that's the bank.
That's a bank.
Now, I never saw that translation before.
That's good.
But I like it.
That's good.
According to His, from the wealth of His glory.
That's the bank.
In Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So that bank's not ever going to see hard times.
Yep.
Not
I like that Message translation. The Message translation, you can be sure that God will take care of everything you need.
Praise
I like
God.
That one. Read
what
the J.B. Phillips.
What is BBC? What, or BBC?
Bible in Basic English.
Oh, Basic English.
And then the JBP is the J.B. Phillips.
My God will supply all you need from His glorious resources in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Those are great translations.
Aren't they wonderful?
Yeah.
And this Rick Renner translation, listen to this one.
Okay.
But my God will supply your needs so completely that He will eliminate all your deficiencies. He will meet all your physical and tangible needs until you are so full you have no more capacity to hold anything else. He will supply all your needs until you are totally filled, packed full, and overflowing to the point of bursting at the seams and spilling over.
Think about this. Why do you borrow money? Because you have a deficiency.
Hmm. That's true.
And this says
that's
He
true.
Will eliminate all your
deficiencies. You know, people might wonder, how am I going to get out of debt? God is your source.
Yeah. Start
He's
believing
your source.
God. Quit
Start,
borrowing.
Yeah.
It's important to quit borrowing if you want to get out of debt.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And we're doing this week to build your faith. To build your faith towards this one very simple point. God is your
That's
source.
Right. Praise
I'll
God.
Give you one more scripture. Look at your second page there, Gloria. One more scripture.
You got some good scriptures.
Oh,
here.
these are wonderful. James 1:17, Amplified Translation says this: every good gift and every perfect, free, large, and full gift is from above.
Yes.
It comes down from the Father of all that gives life.
Praise
light.
God.
The J.B. Phillips says, every good endowment that we possess and every complete gift that we've received must come from above, from the Father of all lights, with whom there is never the slightest variation or shadow of inconsistency.
Yes, amen.
Deuteronomy 28:12, the Lord shall open unto thee His good treasure.
Praise
the
God.
Heaven, His good treasure.
That's
the bank.
The bank.
That's the bank. The basic Bible in English says His storehouse in heaven. The CEB Bible says His own well-stocked storehouse. And I like the Message translation. God will throw open the doors of His sky vaults.
The sky vault.
He has it. He has it.
Praise God.
A word from Gloria Copeland right here. Point four, Gloria. This is what you said. You said heaven always has a good economy.
Mm-hmm.
That is where we receive from. It doesn't matter what is happening in the earth.
That's right.
We are not receiving it from the earth.
Yes,
we are receiving
right.
it from heaven.
That's a good word, Gloria.
That's a really good word.
And then it says,
yep.
My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Don't you expect the maker of heaven and earth can give you all the help you need, George?
No doubt whatsoever.
Whatever you come up with.
Whatever it is.
The maker of heaven and earth comes out with cures for incurable diseases.
That's right. That's
money
right.
Money where there's...
That's
it
right,
seems
Gloria.
Like no possibility.
He is the source of our healing.
Yeah.
He is the source of our peace.
And the world may not have a cure.
That's exactly
What's
right.
Wrong with you,
That's exactly
God
right.
Is.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who heals all my diseases.
Now, the benefits that we enjoy are the benefits from the Word of God that we remember, depend on, say, expect, believe.
That's right.
We can do it.
That's right.
In Jesus' name. The basis of the increase is God is our source.
That's right.
Praise
That's right.
God.
That's right, Gloria.
And
absolutely.
We have proved it out. We we all have lived in it for many years.
Yep.
Believing God for a car, believing God for healing, believing God for what else, George? Anything, a house.
Oh, a house.
Or believing God in the ministry for new buildings.
Exactly.
Whatever.
Exactly.
And it's working.
And it's working.
It's always worked.
I'm so grateful that the Lord is so faithful to us. And if we trust Him in this, if we make Him our source, then for those who may be experiencing financial difficulty right now, and you wonder where the money's going to come from, where is it going to happen, where are we going to get this?
That's where we started.
Yeah, that's where, yeah, and we were the same way. But God is our source.
Amen.
He is our source. And you need to be saying this all week long, God is my source.
That's right.
He is my source of supply. And you know what that does, Gloria? It lifts the care and the anxiety of where it's going to come from. Because that's a big question. For people who may be in debt, they're wondering, where's it going to come from? I look at my paycheck, and there's no way.
I remember.
There's no way. How are we going to do this? But you know, Terry and I, we borrowed on a house, and the Lord supernaturally got us out of debt. There was such a multiplication that took place. Yeah. And all we had to do was continue to stand on the Word and not let go of our faith and continue to confess and believe and sow and reap. And here we are some many years later, we're living in a beautiful home and it's absolutely debt-free.
Was it nice to not have that big house payment?
It is wonderful. It's wonderful. I actually think about it because I'm the accounting department. In our household, I am the accounting department. Terry is the purchasing department.
And yeah.
So I'm the one, I look at the bills, I pay the bills and all of that. And even to this day, when I pay our bills, I am so grateful that we don't have a mortgage payment.
Yeah.
That's a huge thing.
How many times would you pay, how many times, if you know, I don't, would it take to pay for your house if you borrowed the money? Would you pay it? Would you pay for the same house three times?
Yeah, it's something
times?
Like that with all the interest involved.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get to a place where you see God as your source. And that's what Gloria and I are helping you with this week. We've seen it over and over again here.
Yeah.
Gloria and Kenneth have seen it in their personal lives. Terry and I have done the same. Also, ministry-wide, we've seen the Lord get us out of some pretty tight predicaments where finances are concerned. Yeah. He's been faithful. We've never given up on Him, and He's never given
that's
up
right.
on us.
That's
God
right.
has been our source.
Amen.
Of supply. And I like what you said. We read yesterday, we talked about Philippians 4:19. My God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And you said yesterday, you said that's the bank of heaven.
That's right.
I like that.
That's right.
I like that.
The bank of heaven.
The bank of heaven. His riches in glory. Yeah, that's what we tap into. Is His riches and glory.
Amen.
Well, Gloria, this is our 352nd day of teaching prosperity together since 2010.
300 and what?
52. We're headed for a year's worth of prosperity.
Praise
and,
God.
We have made these outlines available to you, all of the outlines
that
we've done from the beginning.
These outlines are worth incalculable amounts of money.
That's right.
Because you've got how to do anything.
How to do it.
Financially.
Yeah. And Gloria, we've had 1.5 million downloads. Since
George,
we started.
That is
so you
awesome.
Can go online, kcm.org, look at the picture of Gloria and me. You can click onto it and get all of these outlines and use them and preach them and feed on them.
Yeah.
You've got to feed
Believe
your faith.
Believe them, act on them, use them.
Yeah.
That's when they work.
We have to act on our faith to believe God for this. So let's look at a couple of scriptures here, Gloria, at the top.
I want some good testimonies.
Oh, that's right. Yes, testimonies.
About how they put things to work and supernaturally it came to pass. And that'll help other people.
That's right.
And give your testimony
right.
to people.
So the information is up on your screen and where to send your testimony to. And send it and we'd like to read it. I'd love to read testimonies on the broadcast.
We'll do a program on testimonies.
I think that's a great idea.
At least one and maybe more.
At least.
Hey.
Well, here's a scripture that we talked about yesterday in 1 Corinthians 8:6. It's on your page. All of the scriptures are.
Okay, good.
Amplified translation says, "Yet for us there is only one God, the Father, who is the source of all things." And Brother Copeland gave a word in 2010, "Don't look to the government for your supply. Don't look to other people for your supply. No, no, pastors, don't look to your congregation for your supply. Jesus is our source. The blessing of Abraham is our supply, and the Word is our supply."
That's good, George.
We read Philippians 4:19 yesterday, "And my God will give you all you have need of from the wealth of His glory in Christ Jesus." That's the bank of heaven.
That's great.
All of His resources belong to us.
Think of it.
James 1:17, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. It comes down from the Father of all that gives light." Every good and every perfect gift is from the Father. And you know what? He gives us all things richly to enjoy.
He doesn't just dole it out.
No, He doesn't. He doesn't. He gives us all things richly to enjoy. You know something? The other day, I love to give. And you know, you and Kenneth have been, you are tremendous givers. Tremendous givers. The giving that this ministry has done and the giving that you two have done personally.
Praise God.
It's stunning. I'm thinking about one thing right now that you've done that I won't mention on air because Kenneth said don't ever mention it, so I won't. But it was something that you and Kenneth personally did for someone. And you did that. You're actually in a restaurant and you blessed people all the time. And it was a pretty massive gift that you gave to these people.
Well, ask Kenneth when I get home.
Yeah, you can check with him on it and find out what you did. But just the mere fact that we love to give and we love to sow into people's lives. I did something the other day. You know what a wad is? A wad of money?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's rolled up. I sowed a wad.
Did you? Was it fun?
It was fun. It was a blast. And that's what the Lord does for us. If we, being human as we are, do that for one another, think how much more the Father wants to do that for us. Mm-hmm. He is your source. And that's what Gloria and I are talking about all this week. God is my source. You need to be saying that. And you need to be looking to the Word and to the Scriptures that we're giving to be able to see to it that that revelation becomes alive.
And when you sow, you get to be in the soil. You get to be somebody else's source.
That's true.
Through God. They know God.
Oh, Gloria.
You know the Lord's doing it. They know the Lord's doing it. But here, this goes through you to them.
That's beautiful. That's perfect.
You get a return off of it. It goes through you to the other person. You don't have it right now.
Yeah.
But you get the reward.
Wow.
You're not through with it.
Yeah.
When you give it, that's not the end of the deal.
That's exactly right.
That's just the beginning of your prosperity and your blessing and your increase.
That's so true.
It is.
That's what prosperity is all about. It comes to us from Him. He's the source of it all.
Yeah.
He is the source. Mm-hmm. It comes from Him to us, and that when we are obedient to Him to give it or to sow it or to give one, He's actually using us to be a conduit.
That's right.
Blessing.
And in regard with that, think how important tithing is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Think of the return people get off of tithing.
That's right.
Giving God the top 10%, first top 10%
of
their increase.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There's a scripture.
You talk about a reward and sowing.
Well, this scripture just came into my heart when you said that. Proverbs 3:9, "Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all your increase, so shall your barns be filled with plenty, and your presses shall burst out with new wine."
In other words, more than you know what to do with.
And I like what you said here, and number five, it says heaven has always had a good economy.
Yeah.
That's where we receive it from. It doesn't matter what is happening in the earth. Mm-hmm. We are not receiving it from the earth. We are receiving
it
from heaven.
That's right. Isn't that good?
Yeah,
I like it.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. So we kind of reviewed what we talked about yesterday, but going now forward, if you look at point B, we're talking about Genesis 22. And this is the account, Gloria, where Abraham came actually to present Isaac as a sacrifice to the Lord. Mm. And it says in verses 7 and 8, Isaac had said to Abraham, "Where are we going to get a lamb?" Yeah. And, you know, where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
Mm-hmm.
"My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering." God will provide a lamb for the burnt offering.
Mm.
He is the provider.
That's right.
And in verse 13, it says, "Abraham lifted up his eyes and he looked. And behold, behind him was a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son."
Praise God.
Now, there was something, a couple of key things in here that I wanted to bring out. First of all, he lifted up his eyes, it said. He lifted up his eyes and he looked. You've got to lift up your eyes. So many people, when
yeah,
people are under pressure, they're looking down. They're looking down at the circumstance. They're looking down at the bills that are shouting back at them. You've got to lift your eyes up. Lift your eyes up to the Word.
This is the truth.
That's the truth. And lift your eyes up just like he did. By faith, he looked away from the natural into the realm of the supernatural.
Oh, isn't that good?
And your provision comes from the realm of the supernatural. We must remind ourselves continually of this, Gloria. I do. I have to. Being the CEO here of Kenneth Copeland Ministries and the pastor of the church, I continually look to the Lord as the source of our supply.
Amen.
And I study you and Kenneth very, very carefully. I watch you guys. I watch how you have been over these 43 years that I've been here. I watch Brother Copeland. He, as you have said before, his giving takes your breath.
It does.
Doesn't it?
It does.
Doesn't it? And he is such a giver.
He doesn't have anything he won't give.
That's right.
I'd like to think I'm the exception.
But yeah, he's that way.
The natural things, he would, there's nothing.
And that's why
the
Lord's been able to provide for us, mm-hmm. because he can trust us. He can trust us with the tithe. This ministry tithes.
Yeah.
He can trust us with offerings. This ministry gives offerings. Last year, between the tithe and the offerings and the free airtime that we have given and the free product that we've given, I am your field inspector.
Are you the field inspector?
Yes, ma'am. I inspect all the fields. And I got the total of all of that from last year, and it was over $17 million worth of seed, both in actual finances and in the product that was sown, in the airtime that was given, in aviation support to others. Over $17 million came out of this ministry into other ministries and other people.
Now, tell me how much we lacked. How much did we need that we didn't get plus?
Nothing.
Okay.
We lack nothing.
We lack nothing.
No, we lack nothing.
Mm-mm.
And the more we do this, the more confident we are that the Lord is our provider.
Yeah.
We have a great working relationship with the Lord, a wonderful working relationship. And here's what it is. He tells us what to do.
Yeah.
We obey and we set out to do it. He provides for it. Simple.
He makes it work.
He makes it work. He makes it work.
He makes it work.
He does. He really does. And so in
verse... If you're in faith... Now, if you sowed a big seed or any seed and you said, "Oh, I wish I hadn't have done that. What am I going to do? I needed
that
money. They don't need that money. I need that money." Well, you just dug up your harvest.
That's right. You dug up.
That's not the
that's
way
right.
to
you
do
dug
it.
Up your seed.
Once
don't,
you sow
don't
it.
Don't dig up your seed.
Once you sow it, you see it.
Yes.
You see it in that return is coming to me. I see that return. It's in my future. It's now. I take it now. So you got to just keep walking by faith, whatever you do.
All right. I just got the gloryism. I got it right here.
What was it?
Once you sow it, you see it.
Okay.
Once you sow the seed, you see it done.
See it in your spirit.
You see it in your spirit.
Mind. See it in your circumstances.
Yes.
That's good, George.
Well, in verse 14, Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Yireh. In the Message, it says, Abraham named that place God Yireh, or God sees to it. I like that. God will see to it. He will see to your finances. He will see to your household. He will see to the release of the debt in your life. He'll see to it that it is paid in full. Whatever is going on, whatever is happening, He'll see to it if we put our trust in Him. And we stand on His Word, exercise our faith.
Praise God.
The Amplified Bible said, so Abraham called the name of that place, the Lord will provide. As it is said to this day, on the mount of the Lord, it will be provider.
So, provided.
So what we have to do, Gloria, is really speak over ourselves and say, the Lord is my provider. He's my source and He is my provider. He's your provider. He will provide you with whatever you need to get your job done. He'll provide whatever the supply is in your life to do it. He is the source of everything we would ever need. He is the supplier.
But how do you get that way?
Get it in the Word.
You've got to believe it.
You've got to believe
it. From the Word of God.
Yeah.
God meets all my needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
By Christ Jesus.
I believe I receive it.
Yeah,
when you sow, when you tithe,
you
proclaim over your gift to the Lord, over your gift to the church, whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
You proclaim your deliverance from lack and your increase. Proclaim your increase coming to you now in Jesus' name.
That's right.
Just
look
like
at page
you take
2.
Healing, you take prosperity.
We've got about a minute or so left. Look at page 2. Go to your second page. You had asked a moment ago, how does this work? Matthew 6:33, it says, seek
first
the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
That's right.
And all these things shall be added unto you.
That's the key.
That's the key right there. That's the key.
That's
seek
the
first the kingdom of God. Seek first the way the kingdom operates, the kingdom operation.
Right.
Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And all of these things, everything that you need, will be added to you. The New Living Translation says, seek the kingdom of God above all else.
I like that.
And live righteously. And He will give you everything you need.
Oh, yeah.
He will give you everything you need.
That's the New Living Translation.
I like that.
That is good.
Oh, thank you, Lord, for that. You'll give us everything that we need. I'm taking that right now.
Me too.
I told you a little while ago, we've got infrastructure projects that are going on, and I've got about 10 top of infrastructure projects. Well, the money's in the bank to get those done. I'm looking at the next set.
Yeah.
We're on a piece of property here. We've been here for, 40 years? 40 years.
Well, we're hardly 40 years old.
40 years. And so things need to be fixed. Things need to be done. But you know what? I'm not panicked. I'm not worried. I'm not concerned because God is our supplier. And not only do we get the things done on the property that need to be fixed and painted and carpet repaired or replaced and things repaired, but we're continuing to reach out.
Praise God.
We're continuing to get the Word of God on every available voice. Why? Because we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
That's right.
And all the things that we need, all the things that you need, will be added unto you. I'll give you this scripture, Proverbs 21:21, NIV. He who pursues righteousness and love finds life, prosperity,
and honor.
And I like Psalm 37:4. Take delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart.
That's a great scripture.
God is our source.
Amen.
He is the source of our supply. It's good to be on the broadcast with you, Gloria.
I'm glad to have you preaching to me again. Thank you.
Well, it's a lot of fun to be with you here. And I wish the people could actually see what goes on in between these broadcasts because we get some really great revelation.
We do, don't we?
For instance, and I've got to mention this before we get into this today, but you came up with one today. It's a classic.
This is a classic Gloriaism.
Praying in the Spirit makes you smarter than yourself.
Isn't that right?
That's right. really like that one. I'm going to use that one over and over again. Right. Praying in the Spirit makes you smarter than yourself. So if you want to be smarter, smarter than a, what is that? What's the name of that show? Smarter than, are you smarter? Fifth grader, if you're smarter than a fifth grader.
Praying in the Spirit
makes you smarter than yourself. So as we continue in this series today, I'm looking forward to what she's going to say because it's always really great. Okay, so we are on day number 353 of our prosperity series, Gloria, and we've had 1.5 million downloads of these outlines that we've done since the start.
And George.
People are interested in prospering, aren't they? Getting out of debt, paying their bills.
Well, I am. I mean, I remember when we were in debt, we didn't have any money, the extra.
Yeah.
We may had to work to pay the rent or whatever it was, and the utility bills. It was a bummer.
That was a bummer.
I'm interested. I was glad when they said to me, go find out what the word says about prosperity.
You were glad. Yeah, we need to capture what you just said and put that
everything.
In a paragraph. That was a bummer. That was a bummer.
Yes.
Well, we know that you don't want to experience a bummer.
No.
But we want you to experience prosperity in its fullness. And there's some folks that are struggling out there. They're going from paycheck to paycheck, and
well,
a lot of people don't know. Yeah, you do. Yeah, I remember the same thing too. And I'm so grateful to the Lord. I told you yesterday on the broadcast, I'm the accounting department at home.
Oh,
I pay the bills.
Okay.
And you know what, Gloria? We have progressed in our lives in great degree to what you and Kenneth have taught us, that when I sit down to do bills, there's always extra.
Praise God. What a good word.
That's a good word. And that's...
And you could go around... You could make that a good confession.
Extra.
I sit down to pay bills,
there's
always
extra.
Extra.
There's always extra.
Get extra on your mind.
Get extra on your mind.
Amen.
Extra, extra. Read all about it. Well, that's where we're wanting you to go. That's what we want you to experience. Is the fullness of the prosperity that God has for us, especially in the realm of provision and finances. That's where a lot of pressure comes from. People are under tremendous pressure.
Well, what
over
was
this.
It, George? I've got this note here.
Mm-hmm.
Correct me if I didn't write it right.
Yeah.
A million and a half outlines or downloads have been sent for us.
Yeah,
right?
They've been downloaded. So the people, all they have to do is go to our picture on kcm.org. They can click onto it, and it'll take them right to not only the outlines for this series, but all of them.
Wow.
From the time you and I started, all of them are out there for people to be able to access.
Every preacher should want to get those.
Well, I know pastors, they use these as their offering message.
Yeah, that's great.
And others, they have prosperity seminars in their church. So they're being used. They're absolutely free.
The word's getting out.
And the thing about this, too, they can print them out, print them and give them. And if you're a pastor, give them to the whole church. We don't charge for these. These are absolutely free. So we're talking, Gloria, about God is my source. That's the whole purpose of why we're on this week. God is our source.
Amen.
He meets all of our needs according to what? His riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
They're under no hardship there.
No, they're not.
So it's good. It's abundant.
Heaven is not under hardship.
No.
That's, and what you said yesterday, you talked about the riches in glory or the resources that God has. It's the bank of heaven.
Yeah.
And the economy is good always in heaven.
You know why?
Hmm.
They do things right there.
They do. They do things right.
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm. They really do.
So the blessing's working in
the
heaven.
The blessing is working.
The blessings in the earth and the blessings in heaven.
So if you're one of those that's struggling right now financially and you're wondering, where's it going to come from? I've got this amount of money coming in on my paycheck. I've got these bills that are over here, these things that are due, these things that are broken down. Where is it going to come from? And you know what? Really, the question is who?
Yeah.
Who it's going to come from? And Him is the answer because He is the possessor of all things. And He wants to bless us.
And you just have to learn how to withdraw in your deposit that God's got for you. I mean, I expect that heaven is loaded up because people don't withdraw.
Yeah, that's
by faith,
right.
What belongs to them.
It's so good, Gloria. That's so good.
So we need to fix that.
We got to fix that.
That's
well,
right.
You were just saying that in Philippians 3. Let me just read this to you because you just said this. Paul was writing in Philippians, what is it, 4, and he said, "Now you Philippians know that also in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once and again to my necessity. Not that I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account." Account. And we can make withdrawals from that account, from the giving that we do,
amen,
the sowing that we do, to be able, what you just said.
That's how we deposit.
You deposit by sowing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, where else could you get a deal like that?
What a deal it is, too.
You deposit by sowing.
You amen. Deposit by
you
sowing.
You increase by sowing.
You increase by sowing.
Yeah.
You make your deposit.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the interest in the Bank of Heaven. What is the return?
What do you want?
Is
whatever
there a,
you want.
Is there a hundredfold return
that's
on
what
I've
heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
60, some 100.
A hundredfold.
I like the 100.
So that's available to us. He is our source of supply. Mm-hmm. But there are certain things that we have to do. We have to make a withdrawal from our heavenly account. We need to, by faith, call in the harvest.
That's right. And you need, if you're going to walk in the supernatural, in healing, in money, in anything else,
mm-hmm,
you're going to have to keep your words, faith words.
That's
and
right.
And you're going to have to believe God and not get to worry and not let things overtake you. And not if you've been given a bad health report,
mm-hmm,
from the doctor,
mm-hmm,
get on the Word of God.
Yes.
Start believing I'm healed. By His stripes I was healed. Start saying the Word. The same thing works with prosperity.
Yeah,
you
it
do
does.
It the very same way.
You do. Like you said, you have to watch your words. You got to watch what you say and make sure that it's in line with what He says. We have a covenant with God. This is one of the first things I learned when I came here to Kenneth Copeland Ministries, was we have a covenant with God.
That's
and it's
right.
A covenant of health, a covenant of wealth, covenant of provision.
Peace.
A covenant of peace with Him. And in 2 Chronicles 16:9, look at there at the top of your page.
Mm-hmm.
It says, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards Him."
Praise God.
Now that's covenant talk right
Praise
there.
God.
He is running to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong.
I think you could say whose heart is turned.
Turned.
Toward Him.
Oh, that's good.
In other words, He's your source.
He's
You're
my
thinking
source.
About Him.
Yep.
You're not thinking about all this other stuff, but your heart is turned.
It's turned.
Him. Not turned toward worry, but
that's
turned
right.
toward
Oh, that's
him.
Good.
It is. I like it.
That's
I
right. If you've been
before.
Worried, like Gloria just said, if you've been worried over your finances, you need to turn from that worry over to Him who has everything that you need.
Amen.
And to His Word.
And the way you can do it is putting your eyes on the Word
mm-hmm.
of God.
Mm-hmm.
What's that called? Renewing your mind.
Renewing
what
your mind.
What would be that? What would be renewing your mind? Renewing your thinking.
Yeah.
This renews your thinking.
Yeah.
From poverty to blessing to abundance, from sickness to health. And you get those words in your mouth and your heart and they come to pass in your life.
Yeah, you renew your mind from poverty thinking.
Oh, yeah.
From a poverty lack mentality over into a prosperity wealth mentality. A fully provided mentality that God's going to take care of it all.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to take care of everything that we need. And that's in the covenant that we have with Him. There's a phrase here I want to read to you.
Okay.
God has a covenant determination and a passion.
I like that.
To locate His covenant people and prosper them beyond their greatest imagination. It is an undying covenant devotion that propels Him to extend Himself to us. With everything He is and everything that He has. And I defined here for us, Gloria, what the word covenant is. It is an unbreakable agreement between two parties that have joined together as one to support, provide, protect, and defend each other.
Praise God.
We're in covenant with Him.
Praise God.
It's a covenant of blood that we have with Him. And in that covenant, He will provide for us everything that we need. When you have two covenant partners together, they will be helping each other. They will be supporting each other. They will be giving to each other. My God shall supply all my need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
All right, I'm thinking now somebody in the natural would think, what I think.
Yeah.
What can I do to get God involved in my finances? Tithe.
Yeah.
Tithe. That's what the tithe's for, I think.
That's what it's for.
To give God an open door into
it really
your finances.
Is.
We never increase until we begin to tithe. And when we started to tithe, we thought we needed it worse than God did. That was way back in probably the 70s, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And we didn't have the money to tithe, but we did it anyway. We did it. I remember being in that little house in Tulsa with the rented rollaway bed.
Yep.
We didn't even own our own rollaway bed, but we tithed, George, and we prospered.
You did. And you were mentioning the tithe. We have tithers' rights.
Yeah, I like that.
Tithers' rights.
I think you should do a book on that.
Tithers' rights.
It'd be a bestseller.
I take that as
I'll buy it.
As a command.
Yes, yes.
In Malachi 3:10, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I'll not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And then listen to this. It says, it's not on there, Gloria.
Okay.
You brought up tithe. I wanted to read this.
I couldn't find it.
And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. He shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field. All nations shall call you blessed, for you are a delightsome land.
Praise
that is the benefit of the tither.
Praise God. Praise
the
God.
Tither's rights.
Give me that. Give us that reference.
Malachi 3, 10 through 12. Malachi 3, 10 through 12. So being a tither, it opens the windows of heaven to pour out a blessing on you that you can't even contain. That means every bill paid. That means every debt wiped out. That means more than enough, too much,
hallelujah,
overflow. We want to live in the overflow, and that's the will of God for our
praise
lives,
God. That's
to live
good.
In the overflow.
That's exactly right.
So covenant, we're in covenant with Him. And in the scripture that I read to you there at the top, it says, the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong in behalf of those whose hearts are turned towards Him. Gloria, I looked up that word, that phrase, show Himself strong in the Hebrew. And it means to bestow, to grant, and to extend wealth.
To bestow.
Bestow, grant, and extend wealth. So really, you could read 2 Chronicles 16:9 like this. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong, for Him to bestow, grant, and extend wealth in behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards Him.
I just had a thought about that.
Tell me your thought.
Why are His eyes going to and fro over the whole earth? He wants to bestow wealth.
That's it.
He's looking for somebody
that
qualifies.
He's looking for somebody. Yes.
He's looking for somebody whose heart is turned toward Him.
Yes, yes.
I mean, you know, sometimes money sends you the wrong way instead of the right way. If you got the wrong heart, it's dangerous to have money. You do whatever bad thing you want to do. But God looks for one whose heart, who's a good investment.
Yes.
Who'll do what He knows is right to do.
That's
and
so
he
good.
It won't ruin his life.
Yeah.
Isn't that good? That
you just said something there that is a good investment. He's looking for someone who's a good investment.
Who'll do what He says.
Who'll do what He says and respond in obedience to Him.
Talk right.
Wow.
See, it's really our blessing that it requires obedience to be blessed.
Yes.
Gives us an incentive. I like to be blessed.
If you be willing
and obedient,
you will eat the good of the land. That's it right there.
Blessed already.
That's the key to that. Yeah. So that we have to be obedient to Him. The Lord is searching out the earth for people to bless. Uh-huh. His eyes are going to and fro.
That's what the Bible says.
Yeah, He's going to and fro.
His eyes go to and fro
so that He can
the whole earth.
And He wants to extend wealth. That's what that means in the Hebrew, to extend wealth to us. He wants to extend wealth to you. But we have to be receivers. The reason, too, that His eyes are running to and fro throughout the whole earth, He's looking for faith people who believe and receive. He's looking for receivers. And I like what Brother Copeland's been doing recently about, are you ready to receive? I'm looking for somebody who's open to throw that football to,
Think
you know?
About it.
I'm looking for somebody open. You have to be open. You have to be open to receive the benefits that He wants
In
to bestow
words,
on us.
In other words, if somebody throws you, you know how much I know about football, but if somebody throws you a pass, you're supposed to be like this.
Yeah.
But if you're like this, you miss it.
You'll get hit in the head.
And put off the team.
Or you'll miss it. It'll fly right by you. Prosperity will fly right by you.
Yeah.
So we have to be in a receiving position. A receiving position. Because He is looking for people
He's
to
looking,
bless.
Just like the quarterback looks for a receiver.
That's it.
He's got to have a receiver.
He's got to have a receiver. Are you a receiver? That's the big question.
I am.
I'm a receiver. You're a receiver. We are receiving what He wants to do for us. Let me read Deuteronomy 8:18. It says, God gives us the power to get wealth in order to establish His covenant with us and His covenant on earth. He gives us the power to get wealth. What? To establish that covenant. Wealth is part of the covenant that He wants to bestow upon us. It always has been.
What about the garden? What about the Garden of Eden?
Yeah.
There was no lack there. They had everything. It was all sufficient.
Yeah.
And they blew it.
They blew it.
But it was their choice.
That was their choice.
Not
yes,
God's
it was.
Choice.
That's right.
He made everything.
And
good.
We don't want to blow it.
No,
We want to be receivers of the goodness of God. And I know that even right now, the Lord is dealing with you, that you are laying down the care and the worry of the finances, and you're being the receiver He wants you to receive. You receive from Him right now all that He wants to do for you. I tell you, if you're a giver and a tither, it makes a huge difference.
That's right.
A huge difference.
Right. Well, what are you doing? You're just getting in line with God so He can, so you'll be in position.
Yep.
A receiver has got to be in position to receive.
That's right.
I think about John, you know, he's such a great passer.
Oh, yeah.
And he'll put it right in your pocket. He'll put that ball right in your pocket.
Yep.
But John's not daydreaming.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
He's looking. He's looking. He's watching for that ball.
Nope.
And that's what we've got to do. We've got to pay attention.
We have to do that. Let me read one more scripture before we're done. Psalm 34:10. And look, I'll tell you what, look at your second page. The people are going to have to download it. In your second page here.
Is that it?
Those are all those scriptures. But let me just read. These are covenant provision scriptures. You need to get these. You need to download these.
These are good.
But Psalm 34:10, this is all we have time for. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing.
That they're a receiver.
They're a receiver.
They're watching for the ball.
Woo-hoo! That's right.
They're not asleep somewhere. That's good, George. Great. Pastor's back with us, Pastor George. He's got some more good things for us. You know, the Word of God can make a marvelous, just a huge difference in our lives if we'll feed on it. That's where faith comes from, and faith's what changes things. So, Pastor, we're all ears.
Well, Gloria, we've been talking this week about God is my source. And we've been looking at different scriptures, just reviewing and talking about the fact that He is the source of everything that we need. If there is any worry or concern about financial issues in our lives, we can look to Him because He's the ultimate source of everything that we need. And the fact that we have a covenant with Him. And it's a covenant of provision. It's a covenant of wealth. It's a covenant of health. It's a covenant of peace.
Yes.
And that in that covenant, He guarantees that He will take care of our lives. And so that's what we're talking about this week. And Gloria, this is our 354th day of prosperity.
Ooh,
1.5 million downloads. And if you'd like to get our outlines, just go to the KCM.org website, look at the picture of Gloria and Me, click onto it, and it will take you to not just this outline today or these outlines this week, but you'll get all of the outlines that we've taught.
I'm so glad people are receiving.
Since 2010,
yeah.
We've been doing this. And so yesterday, Gloria, we were talking about our covenant with God and how in that covenant He provides everything that we need, everything that we could possibly need on earth. And there was a second page to our notes, and we never got to the second page.
Okay.
And you mentioned during the broadcast, at the end of the broadcast, when we got through, you said, we need to go through this list with the people on the next broadcast. So let's do that. We're talking about covenant provision. It is the will of God for you to prosper, and His desire, His great covenant desire, to see to it that our needs are met. And it comes from Him. He is the source.
Amen.
So I did a little study here on covenant provision in Psalms. So I thought
good.
We'd go through this together and read these. Psalms 34:10, it says, "The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing."
Praise God. What a word.
That's a great word.
Yeah, it is.
And you know, I think the operative phrase in there, Gloria, is "they that seek the Lord."
Yeah.
That's the important part.
Yeah, that's
part.
What opens you up.
Yeah. Well, we talked about Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
That's right.
And then all of these things will be added unto you.
Seeking is very important.
Seeking,
what does that
yes.
mean? You're giving Him your attention. You know, people
yeah.
are busy.
Yeah.
They're going
yeah.
here, there. They're giving their attention everywhere else. But we've got to give attention to the Lord if we want to receive from Him. And He's the one that knows everything.
Yes, absolutely.
So that would only be wise.
I like that. I like the fact you give your attention to Him. You could really read it like that. They that give their attention to the Lord shall not want any good thing. Why is that? Because you've turned your eyes to the Provider Himself, Jehovah Yireh.
The one who knows everything.
The one who knows everything,
yeah.
the one who has everything, and He will provide for us. The second one, Psalm 36:8. Now, I chose the Amplified Classic Translation. It says, "They relish and feast on the abundance of your house,
Praise God.
You cause them to drink of the stream of your pleasures."
Yes.
He talks about the abundance.
And your house is God's house.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And in His house, there is abundance. There is great abundance available to us. So whatever need that we might have or whatever outstanding bills there are or debts to be paid, He has what it takes to be able to do it. All right. Psalm 66:12. "Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but You brought us out into a wealthy place."
There was a hard place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got into a situation or
yes.
two.
Yep.
But God brought them out.
He brought them out and brought them into that wealthy place. So the Lord's bringing you into a wealthy place. He's taking you out of that hard place.
Yeah.
And if you will receive that from Him and you seek Him and you put the Word of God first place and give it the ultimate authority in your lives, then you'll see this happen.
That means you do what it says.
You do what it says. You know, I've seen that. Again, you and Kenneth have been the examples that the Lord has given me to look at over all of these years. I was 22 when I first came here, and now 43 years later, do the math, 43 years later, I have watched the two of you progress in this ministry. And when I came here, there were only 12 people on staff.
Wow, that was a long time
ago. And now in the United States alone, we've got about 400, 475 people here, but you have offices all over the world. This has grown. The Lord has taken you into a wealthy place.
Hallelujah.
And He's done the same thing with me.
Yeah.
I like what Gloria talks about. When I first came here, I had a pair of pants that she called floods. Floods were way up over my socks. and we got rid of those. Actually, Nani got rid of those.
Did she?
Yeah. When I first came here, I went to live with A.W. and Vanetta Copeland, Kenneth's parents. That was before Terry and I were married. So I lived with them. And about the first or second day I was there, I got up one morning, I was looking for my clothes. I had some clothes, but I wondered where the rest of my clothes were. And Nani said, oh, honey, we took those to the Goodwill.
Took it upon herself.
Yeah, but then Granddad took me shopping.
So it turned out all right.
It turned out just fine. He took me into a wealthy place.
Yes, amen.
Well, that's what the Lord wants to do with us. He wants to take care of every need that we have, even to the degree of, I know that there are people who have children who have gone off to college and they're paying college tuition. The Lord wants to meet that need. He wants to be your source of supply. He is our source of supply.
Amen.
In Psalm 68:19, bless the Lord who daily loads us with benefits.
Don't you like that? Benefits.
I like that.
Good benefits.
I like that.
Benefits
good
are good.
And on a daily basis, I'm expecting it every day.
It can't be a benefit unless it benefits, unless it's good.
That's true. It can't be a benefit unless it benefits.
Uh-huh.
I like that. In Psalm 84:11, no good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. I see a pattern here, Gloria, of some things that prosperity is connected to righteousness. It's connected to obedience. It's connected to our attention that we give to Him. Mm-hmm. And as it says here, no good thing will He withhold from them who walk uprightly.
Well, isn't that the way probably you were raised? If you didn't do right, you didn't get right.
Yeah, that's true.
You didn't
mind. That's true.
Mama and Daddy,
mm-hmm.
You weren't too blessed.
No, I wasn't.
Well,
I wasn't.
That's just the way it
I
worked.
Had to obey. I had to be obedient
to
them.
You had to do it right.
Yeah, I did.
And we do too.
In Psalm 85:12, the Amplified Translation, yes, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase.
Praise
so the
God.
Lord gives what's good.
Yes, He does.
Into the land. Psalm 103:2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all
His
benefits.
Benefits.
He is, we cannot forget that He is the source.
That's right.
He is the provider. He
and
is the
Word are the benefits you know and remember.
Yep.
Are the ones that faith you have faith for.
Right, and you have to have,
yeah.
You have to exercise your faith in the Word.
Receive. Those are the ones you receive.
Yep.
That's right.
I go back, as a matter of fact, right now I'm listening to a series that Kenneth did back in the 80s called Faith, How It Works. It's a very basic teaching on faith. Oh. But what am I doing? I'm renewing my mind. I'm feeding my spirit. I'm getting new things out of it that I hadn't heard before. I go back and review these things.
Yeah.
I have to stay up on that.
That's right.
Because I'm still believing God for provision, not only for my household, but now we have 5 grandchildren and a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children.
That's right.
And 4 of those are girls.
Tell them what they call you.
And they call me Poppy. they call me Poppy and I
you
love them.
You had to work hard to get that name, George.
I did. Well, I actually gave myself that name.
Oh.
And the littlest one, the 2-year-old, this last weekend they were with us, and she'd call me Poppy sometimes, then she'll say, Papa. I'm like, no, I'm Poppy. And she'd go, Papa.
You're whoever she says you are.
But I want to bless them.
Yeah,
I want to be a blessing.
Raise them.
To those
way.
Children. Mm-hmm. And my children are raising their children in the nurture and the stature of the Lord.
Wonderful?
It's amazing, Gloria, how they are training and teaching these children and how proficient they are in the Word of God and how they look to the Lord.
They'll be blessed all their lives.
They will be. All right. In Psalm 107:9, He satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things.
Praise God.
See, all of these scriptures that we're reading right now connect directly to the fact that God is our source.
That's right.
He's the provider. He's the supplier.
The blessing.
He's the blessing. He has us operating under the blessing. And really, if you want to go and read Deuteronomy 28, the first 15 verses, it talks about the blessing of the Lord. We're blessed coming in. We're blessed
That's
going
right.
out. We're blessed in the city.
And what was the necessity to that blessing? Doing what you're told.
Doing what you're told.
Doing what God
says. If you will hearken.
Because what God says works.
Yeah, exactly. Let me look up that scripture really quick here, Gloria, because you mentioned something important. You said what? There's this provisional side to the blessing. Mm-hmm. And it says in Deuteronomy 28:1, "And it shall come to pass, if you will hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, and to observe and to do his commandments, which I command thee this day." Then it says, "The Lord thy God will set you on high above all nations and of the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on you, and they will overtake you."
Yes.
But it comes from hearkening to the Lord, being obedient to Him, and being able to receive Him as our source.
Diligently is a big word there.
Yeah.
It doesn't say if you'll go to church, you can be blessed.
Yeah.
Well, it's a blessing in going to church, but He's talking about the blessing.
Yes.
And He's talking about... I always want to say, "Hear Ken," because that's what
I thought about
that. But he's talking about doing what you're told. That's how we've prospered. We started doing what the Bible says.
Yeah.
And believing what it says, saying what it says. And we've prospered. You did same thing in your family.
Even to this day, I watch you do that. I watch Kenneth do that. You are both sticklers for the Word.
We are. It works.
It works.
We're not going to give
it
up.
It works. Mm-mm. Psalm 115, 12 through 15, "The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. Mm-hmm. He will bless the house of Aaron.
Yes.
He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children." You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven
Praise
and earth.
God.
Now, notice here it says, "The Lord shall increase you."
Mm-hmm.
He's the source. It comes from Him. So you have to confess that. You have to declare that. I declare that over my life. I declare it over this ministry.
Yes.
The Lord is increasing us more and more. He's increasing this ministry. He's increasing us. He's increasing our outreach.
Amen.
The Lord gave Brother Copeland a word back in 1976, and that was to preach this uncompromised word of faith on every available voice.
Yes.
From the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around.
We're still working on that.
We're still working on that. We're still expanding and enlarging. We're like, we're kind of like the universe of God. We're still expanding.
Yeah.
We're still enlarging because the Lord is not done with us yet. He's not through with this ministry. He wants this uncompromised word of faith to get out there, and He is our source to be able to pay for everything that it takes to get it done.
Amen. He's faithful.
He's faithful. And then finally, Psalm 116, 12 in the Amplified, "What will I give to the Lord in return for all His benefits toward me? How can I repay Him for His precious blessings?" So all of that...
It comes
from Him. It all comes from Him. So those are all the scriptures that we missed yesterday that we picked up today. Now today, Gloria, with the time that we do have left, we're talking about God as my source. The blessing makes us rich.
That's right.
Rich.
Now, He said that.
We're
saying it because He said it. The blessing of the Lord, it makes rich.
It makes rich. Rich is not a dirty word.
Rich is abundantly supplied.
It is abundantly supplied.
It is
not
a blessing word.
It is a blessing word. And we certainly, in this particular series that we're doing, we don't have the time to really delve into that. But you and I spent 2 weeks one time talking about the rich and their conduct and how they handle themselves and what Paul told Timothy to tell those who were rich in the things of the world. He didn't tell them you didn't have to be rich. He told them how to conduct themselves.
Right.
And so you and I, we spent a lot of time talking about that. But for today, the blessing of the Lord, it makes rich, and He adds no sorrow to it. Look at the word rich there in the Hebrew. It means to accumulate.
Mm-hmm.
It means to grow rich. It means to become wealthy.
Have more than enough.
To have more than enough, exactly. Mm-hmm. And the Good News Translation says, "It is the Lord's blessing that makes you wealthy."
That's right.
I like this Brenton translation. It says, "The blessing of the Lord is on the head of the righteous. It enriches him, and grief of heart shall not be added to it."
You know, I don't have that translation. I've never heard of it.
The Brenton, it's a great translation.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so the blessing of the Lord, the blessing makes us rich. It makes us wealthy. And it makes wealthy those who know how to handle it.
Yeah.
You know, Gloria, you've talked about how people can be controlled by money. They have to know how to use it.
That's right.
And so He's taught us how to use it. He's taught us how to tithe, and He's taught us how to give. But it's the blessing of the Lord.
Well, here's the thought.
Yeah.
If you're rich, that means you have more than enough.
Mm-hmm.
That means you can do whatever you want to do. Now, if you don't want to do something good, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Because you'll use your riches to add sin upon sin and curse upon curse.
That's it.
So it's important.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, let me just...
The blessing of the Lord is on the head of the righteous.
Of the righteous. Let me just read this to you. It's not on our notes, Gloria, but I just thought when you mentioned this, this came to me. This is 1 Timothy 6:17. The Apostle Paul told Timothy, because Timothy was having a hard time with rich people in his church. They were being controlling.
Mm-hmm.
They were being haughty and demanding. And Paul told Timothy, he said, charge them.
Yeah.
Tell them, command them.
Charge them that are rich in this world. Yeah.
And he didn't say charge them that are rich in this world that they can't be rich anymore.
No.
He said charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who gives us richly all things to enjoy, that they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come that they may lay hold of eternal life.
Amen.
So you were talking about the rich, that's how the rich conduct themselves.
Yeah. That's how if the rich don't conduct themselves that way, they'll turn out the
unrich.
Wrong way.
The wrong way.
They'll get unrich.
The wrong way. Mm-hmm. How much time do we have? We have 1 minute, Gloria. Let me just read this to you as we finish up. Genesis 1:27-28. God created man in His own image. In the likeness and image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. And God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it using all the vast resources in the service of God and man, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves upon the earth.
Praise God.
And Brother Copeland said this, and I'll finish up with this. To bless actually means to empower.
Mm-hmm.
So the first words Adam ever heard, the first sound that ever struck his eardrums, was the sound of God's voice empowering him with the divine creative ability to reign over the earth and make it a perfect reflection of God's best and highest will. Gloria, that blessing has not changed.
No.
The blessing of the Lord is still on us. And the blessing of the Lord makes us rich.
Praise God.
Yes. Praise God.
And He adds no sorrow with it.
And He adds no sorrow
with
it.
That's a big part. That's,
yeah.
That's better than being rich, really.
It really is. No sorrow with it.
Yeah.
This is our 355th day of teaching prosperity.
Wow.
And we've had 1.5 million of the outlines downloaded from this series that we've done starting way back in 2010. And you can get you can download not only the series that we're doing, but all of the prosperity outlines that we've done. Go to kcm.org, look at the picture of Gloria and me. You can click onto it, and it'll take you to the outlines that we have. And we would love to have your testimonies. We want to hear what the Lord is doing for you where prosperity is concerned, and how He's meeting your needs and taking care of you and supplying supernaturally. And what we've been talking about, Gloria, is God is my source.
That's right.
God is my source. No matter what is going on financially in your lives, no matter what is taking place, if you've been struggling, you need to know today that God is the source of all of your supply. And we've been through a number of scriptures. You can go back and watch the broadcast on kcm.org. They're available to you.
I was thinking about what an opportunity that our watchers have.
Mm.
Because what we're sharing, what you primarily are sharing, what you're sharing, it took years for us to learn these things.
That's true.
And to walk in it and to get I don't know, but to be able to make it work, you know, to stay with it. And now they can just get it overnight almost.
Well, the thing about it too,
all the word put together.
But the same renewing of the mind process, we all go through that.
That's right.
And that's what it takes. But you're right. There has been a lot of research done, spiritual research, especially with you and Kenneth, where prosperity is concerned. I know that there's a lot of criticism towards you about that.
Mm-hmm.
I like what Kenneth says about you, about just not really caring. I can't tell you how much I don't care.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And so, but I'm just so grateful because, Gloria, there's so many people who have benefited from listening to these messages and hearing what the Lord says about your prosperity. You know, you may be looking at your paycheck and thinking, how are we going to get out of debt? How are we going to pay these bills? The Lord is your source of supply, He will take care of you. And today on the broadcast, I wanted to talk about this subject, claim what you need. I wanted to give the people something that they could take away and actually do right away where these are concerned. And this example I received listening to Brother Kenneth Hagin about believing for finances. Now, he was in his traveling ministry, which began in 1949. He'd been pastoring for 12 years and doing very well in the church. And then the Lord called him out into the field. And he started going out and he said, in this message that I heard, he said the first year was very difficult. He said that they were struggling financially.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have adequate provision. He said that they lived in a three-room apartment. The children were not properly clothed or fed. The car was worn out enough to sell as junk. And he said the finances were not manifesting.
That was before he learned how to walk by faith.
That was before. And the Lord corrected him.
And I remember days like that myself.
You remember those days.
Some days. Not maybe to that extreme, but boy, it seemed like it. We didn't know how to believe God. So we just had to live from day to day now.
Yeah.
But changed.
But yeah, and you were learning and you were growing. Same thing for Terry and me. Our faith was growing. Our faith was enlarging. It was getting bigger and bigger. But back then, 1949, he's struggling and he's barely getting by. And the Lord corrected his thinking about how to believe for finances.
Praise God.
What was happening was he was just crying out to the Lord in desperation about his situation.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord brought his thinking back around to a more targeted way of using his faith.
That's interesting.
We have to be targeted. Faith is very targeted. It's very targeted. And it's very succinct in the way it operates. And so he gave Brother Hagin a three-step process of how to believe God for his finances. And let me give you the steps.
Good.
Step number one is claim what you need. Claim what you need. What is it that you are believing for? What is it that you need right now? What bills are outstanding?
Mm-hmm.
What things need to happen in the financial realm? Claim what you need. And then the second step, Gloria, was say this out loud, Satan, take your hands off my money. That's
Satan,
what the Lord said.
Take your hands off my money.
Yeah. The Lord told him, say it, Satan, take your hands off my money. And then the Lord told Brother Hagin to say, go ministering spirits and cause the money to come. So those three steps that he took, very simple. Claim what you need.
Mm-hmm.
Satan, take your hands off my money.
Let's talk about claim what you need.
Okay,
good. In other words, believe you receive when you pray, like the Bible says.
Yes.
Mark 11.
Yes.
Believe you receive when you pray.
Yeah.
Claim it.
Claim it.
Or take it.
Yeah. That word claim, you stake.
Did you look it up? I haven't looked it up.
You know, I didn't look up the word claim, but I was thinking about staking a claim.
Uh-huh. That's good.
And
that's
how settlers
point.
Would.
I think that works.
The Wild West, and they would go out there and stake their claim.
Put their stake in the ground.
Put their stake in the
this
ground.
This is my yard.
Yep.
This
claim
is my
it.
Land.
Claim it.
Yeah.
You know, there's. I just thought of this. There are buildings around Fort Worth that have unclaimed furniture, and that there are. I'm thinking to myself of all the benefits that we have in the Word of God. many of them are left unclaimed.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So there's a place that we claim what rightfully belongs to us.
Who does this belong to?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. Well, I don't know either. It's not mine.
Claim what you need. Claim what you need, or take what you need.
That's right.
Lay claim on it. Possess it. That's another way. Possess what you need. Then, Satan, take your hands off my money.
Right.
There's a spiritual outlaw out there who is trying to keep back
a thief.
The one who comes to steal and kill and destroy, who is endeavoring to take from us or keep what belongs to us. Satan, you take your hands off my money. And then this, go ministering spirits and cause the money to come. He sent out the angels. Mm-hmm. The angelic forces to go get it and bring it. I can't tell you how many times, Gloria, I have used this for what Terry and I have believed for, what we believe for here in the ministry. And we ran into a situation in 2018, around May, we did a projection into the end of the year, and it was looking like we were headed towards a $4 million deficit.
That's not good, George.
So I saw that, and as the CEO, I approached it like this. I said, okay, spiritually, here's what we need to do. We need to lay claim on these finances.
Take it.
Now, there are some things that we did in the natural. There are things that I stopped. Mm-hmm. There are things that I held back on. There are things that we postponed to later on until we got this thing under control.
Yeah.
And we claimed, we believed God for the supply. And I want to read this to you. It's not on your notes, but it was the scripture that we used, and it's the scripture that we continue to use to this day. In Deuteronomy 28:11, it says, "The Lord shall make you plenteous in goods." Deuteronomy 28:11. I like the Amplified translation. It says, "He will make you have a surplus of prosperity." More than enough. Mm-hmm. A surplus of prosperity. The NIV says abundant prosperity. Okay. So we claim that, Gloria. We claimed that scripture last year.
Praise God.
As we went through the year, and when you're headed down a trajectory of $4 million deficit, there's some things that
it's
you
time
need
to stop and smell the roses.
Yeah, exactly. So as we went through the year, this is what we would do. We would claim. We claim the finances that we need for the ministry. And we would say, and I'm talking about my staff. I'm talking about our staff. I'm talking about my executive team. Satan, you take your hands off our money. You take your hands off our money. And I said, ministering spirits, go bring the finances to Kenneth Copeland Ministries to cover all of this. We were involved in the building project of the Student Life Center for KCBC. There was a lot going on and a lot happening.
Well, but somebody might not understand why it'd be so much, but the television bill was what?
Well, television, it's over $1 million.
A month.
A month, yeah. So that in
That's
itself.
That's some serious money.
So you're continuing. But here's what happened, Gloria. You and I together back in 1989, and Kenneth, we went through the $6 million deficit. And when I heard we were headed towards a $4 million deficit, see, that was in 1989. Here we are 30 years later. And I'm like David. I've wrestled the bear and I've wrestled the lion. And this uncircumcised Philistine is nothing in my sight. And there was a boldness that rose up on the inside of us about this. And so we did that. We claimed what we needed. Satan, take your hands off our money. Go ministering spirits and cause the money to come. And Gloria, we had extra money coming in, things that were taking place. And it was on, I remember dates. It was July the 10th of 1990. That we completely got out of that $6 million deficit.
Wow.
9 o'clock in the morning, we paid the final TV bill. Well, I remember this one last year because on December 6th of 2018, it was Kenneth's birthday that day. They came to me and they said, The projection of $4 million is not there anymore. As a matter of fact, we now have money in reserve.
Praise God.
Isn't that a testimony?
Now, you came out July when?
That was July the 10th of 1990. Jan, your sister, over accounting, she came with the check to pay the final television bill of that $6 million deficit. And I remember it so well. It was a bright, sunny morning. I can almost remember what she was wearing. It was so, everything was so crystal clear. Because, Gloria, that was a major, major victory.
Yes, it was.
This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith.
You had to take the victory, though.
We had to take the victory on that. Mm-hmm. And this very simple three-step process, it worked.
Praise
God. It worked for us. And so Brother Hagin applied this. And he said, Brother Hagin said this, and I quote, "Before the Lord spoke to me, I would pray, fast, weep, and cry, and still barely skim by. But after receiving this word, Brother Hagin walked over to the church where he would be conducting a service that evening." And it's here, it's the bottom of your page there, down there.
Okay.
Point five.
Okay.
He said, "I stood on the platform in that empty church, and I said, I claim $150 this week." $150 is pretty good for 1949. "Satan, take your hands off my finances.
Yeah.
Go ministering spirits and cause the money to come." He said, "I tested this out time and time again. I got the money I claimed every time."
Praise God.
Every time. So what do you do? The three steps. You claim what you need.
Yeah.
Then you say, "Satan, take your hands off my money." That's what we did last year, Gloria. That's what we did over that projection that we received. "Satan, you take your hands off our money." And then ministering spirits, prosperity angels, you go out there and you bring in the harvest. You bring in those finances to us. And he was so faithful and he was so good to us that we came out.
Excuse me.
We came out the end of the year on top. On top.
Praise God. So in how many months?
Well, that was May the 17th that they told me. They told me about it. And that was December the 6th, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. That was about 7 months. And it turned.
Right.
Gloria, it turned. And I just believe right now there's a turning for those people that are watching us.
Amen.
There's a turning if you claim in faith. The prosperity that God has for you, He will turn your situation around. He'll turn it around to the place to where you will see Him provide.
If you get serious, He'll get serious.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. If you get, I got to write this down. if you get serious.
God will get serious.
God will get serious. What'd you say?
He'll get serious.
He will get serious. And that's what we're doing. Tim, what do we have left? 5 minutes. That's good. I want to read a scripture to you. If you go to your second page, Gloria, in claiming what you need, in Joshua 18:1, I want to read to you the first three verses. It says, "Now the whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled together at Shiloh and set up the tabernacle of meeting there, and the land was subdued before them. But there remained among the children of Israel seven tribes which had not received their inheritance. Then Joshua..." I like Joshua.
I do too.
I want to meet Joshua when I get into heaven. I just so am impressed with him. "Then Joshua said to the children of Israel, how long will you neglect to go and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers has given you?"
In other words, how long are you going to sit around here and do nothing? In modern speech.
In modern speech. How long are you going to sit around? Really, that's the truth, Gloria. How long are you going to be slack? One of the translations says.
Yeah.
How long will you be slack? I like this. How long will you neglect to go in and possess the land that the Lord God, your fathers, has given you? And the word possess, in the Hebrew, it means to take possession of, to dispossess and drive out.
Ah.
Mm. Dispossess. You got to dispossess the devil. Drive him out.
That's right.
Of your finances.
Absolutely. of your finances, of your house, of your family.
Of your everything.
Don't give him anything.
Now, the word claim, you were asking me a moment ago about the definition of the word claim. I looked it up in the dictionary, and it means to take as the rightful owner. That's what claim means.
Well, I like that. That's
claim.
Good.
To take as the rightful owner. To assert in the face of possible contradiction. You were just talking about getting serious. I like to talk about getting aggressive.
Getting aggressive.
Bulldog faith.
Amen.
Getting bulldog faith where your provision is concerned and the supplier getting to you what
take
you
it.
Need. To take it. To take it. Joshua 18:3 in the Good News Bible, it says, how long are you going to wait before you go in and take the land? I like the Gloria Copeland translation. How long are you going to sit around?
That's right. Did I translate it that
you
way?
Translated it that way.
That's
how
it.
Long? How long are you going to sit around
and do nothing?
Do nothing. Before you possess and take the land that belongs to you. God is the source of all that we need. But we need to take and receive from Him what He has so wonderfully presented to us to receive by His grace. We need to take that. We need to possess it. We need to take hold of it.
We found out. Well, we've been walking in the Word a long time, as you know, and we found out it everything operates the same, whether it's a little something or a big something.
Yeah.
Whether it's paying your rent or paying cash for a new house, it operates the same way.
Same way.
It just takes, one takes a certain amount of determination more than the
other
one.
That's true, Gloria.
But that's, it's, you know, you just receive from God by faith the way He talks about it. And you do it and you'll get it, whatever
I like what you're saying there. I like the what you've just talked about, the determination, the taking it seriously, not sitting around, getting serious about your faith. And boy, that strikes a chord in me because I was reading this just yesterday. Let me see here. This is in Hebrews 11. And faith is an aggressive force.
That's right.
It's in the Greek, it's the word pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S, and it means aggressive, to aggressively take what belongs to you. And I was reading this yesterday in Hebrews 11. Let me read this to you.
Okay.
It says in verse 32, and what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David, of Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, who through faith wrought righteousness, who through faith obtained the promises, who through faith stopped the mouths of the lions, who through faith quenched the violence of fire, who escaped the edge of the sword, who out of weakness were made strong. I like what the message says, turned disadvantage into advantage and waxed valiant in fight and turned to flight the armies of the aliens. If
Praise
you
God.
Are wanting to take hold of what God has so wonderfully provided for you as source, you need to take it with your faith. As Gloria says, you've got to take it. You've got to be aggressive, determined, and serious about doing this. Boy, this just got all over me when you said that. We have to be serious and determined.
That's
when
right.
we were going through that projected deficit last year, we got real serious about our faith.
We got seriously serious.
Seriously serious. But you know what? We got over it.
Yeah.
Money has come in. Money's in the bank. But I am no less serious today than I was when we were dealing with that back in May of last year. You have to maintain a place of faith and take that stand and not give up and not quit and not give in. For by faith, you will receive if you stand and believe.
Amen.
It will come to pass. Oh, you got me real excited about that.
Somebody might say, well, how could you get behind how many million?
Well, it was projected 4 million.
How could you do that? Well, I'll tell you how. You can have a television bill every month.
Exactly.
2 million or
exactly.
whatever it was.
Exactly. Exactly.
You had to get behind very far.
That's right.
What was it? Probably 2 or 3 million at the time. But
we got through.
But if you'll
and you're going to get through.
If you'll stand on the Word.
Yep.
And say the right thing.
Yes.
Don't give up. Don't say, well, I guess it's just not going to work. Don't quit. Don't ever quit.
Mm-mm.
George and I'll be right back.
I'm Becky Haas from Johnson City, Tennessee. When I graduated from high school in 1976, I sensed the call of God on my life. And as I answered that, I went off to Rhema Bible Training Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I was there from 1977 to 1979. And that's where I met Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Kenneth would come out every summer and speak at the camp meeting. And he was also there, he and Gloria, attending Winter Bible Seminar. So that's where I first got to know about the Copeland ministry. I feel like I could have a museum of a faith person. I have my Walkman where I listen to tapes, then my Discman, I get all their CDs, and then the iPod and all the different technology, and just for the uncompromised Word of God that they bring forth. After graduating Rhema, I was in ministry in my home church, Cornerstone Church in Johnson City, for many years, and still very active part. But I went out in some in itinerant ministry and began working a secular job at East Tennessee State University, and it was a grant-funded job. And in 2012, the grant funding ended, and so did my job. And so at 54 years old, I kind of was in a place of a little discouraged and sensed in my heart God had things for my life, but I didn't know really what would be next. And so I just felt in my heart that I would take the time, that however long it was that I was off of work, that I would really get into the Word of God. And it was during this time that, listening to the Believer's Voice of Victory, that I heard George and Gloria had started the Days of Prosperity series. And one day, George said, download the notes. And so I got a big white binder and began to download the notes and spent hours every day. It ended up 8 months that I just studied the Word of God on being a person of influence based on a lot of those teachings, and literally would carry them to the beach on vacation and carry them to Arkansas where we visit our relatives in the holidays, and just study them and mark my Bible with the scriptures and begin to build inside of me and agree with me that Deuteronomy 28 and like Brother Copeland's book, The Blessing, that whatever I would put my hand to would be blessed, that I would be the head and not the tail. And so I decided to really close out everything about the past, and even though a lot of good things there, and just really focus on the fact of who God said I was. And so much of it came from so many of those lessons over not just the 8 months off work, but still even to this day, just seeing myself in the mirror of God's Word as an influencer and a world changer.
What if someone notified you today that a wealthy relative had died and left you the title deed to everything he owned? And what if that deed provided everything you'd ever need for the rest of your life? Consider yourself notified. When you accepted Jesus as your Lord, all that belongs to the Father became yours. With the Receive Your Inheritance package, you'll learn all of the benefits of being a child of God. You have to know what the will says in order to receive the benefits, and as you hear and read God's Word, your faith will rise to receive your inheritance. In our Covenant with God mini-book, Kenneth Copeland teaches using multiple biblical examples exactly what our covenant is and what God included in it. Receive Your Inheritance series is 4 audio messages that will help you to understand what it means to be beneficiary of everything Jesus provided. God has given you a covenant of provision. But it's not just for your own benefit, it is a testimony that manifests His presence in the earth. Start living your covenant with God. You are the beneficiary of everything Jesus provided through the cross. Start living in your covenant with God. Request your free copy of the Receive Your Inheritance package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org/tvspecial or call toll-free 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
So in 2012, the time I was off work, I was confessing, though I applied for different jobs, that every favor and earthly blessing comes to me. And so of all the jobs I had applied for, this was the only one that someone literally called me and said, do you know about this opening at the police department? And I didn't know about it. So I found out about it and applied. And what it was they were looking to hire a director for an $800,000 crime reduction grant that they were in the process of finishing writing the grant, and then this person would be the director. So I applied, and much to my surprise, I got that job. And our area, rural Appalachia, is in the throes of an opioid epidemic, and most counties would see a delivery rate of 6 babies of 1,000 born be drug addicted. We have 2 counties that our little children's hospital delivers 55 of 1,000 babies born addicted. One county, 100 of 1,000, 10% of all the babies born drug addicted. And so 80% of the crimes in Johnson City and our Northeast Tennessee, they're all drug related. They're making drugs, taking drugs, selling drugs, stealing to pay for drugs. And so I was immersed into this culture I'd been so unaware was there. And so I began to pray and knew that God had promised whatever I put my hand to would be blessed. And that's the thing that I really want to emphasize in this testimony is I had no background whatsoever in this subject matter. And when you understand the blessing, it's an endowment. The book of James, it says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask God. I'd stood on that scripture as a wife, as a mother, raising 2 boys for wisdom about family matters. But had I ever asked God for wisdom about an opioid crisis in my town or how to help people reenter after incarceration? And I found the blessing knows what to do. Along with a lot of the notes that I've downloaded from George and Gloria's teaching on prosperity, I downloaded a confession that George said just a year or so ago in the broadcast that he and Terry make every day. And so I had a daily confession, and a part of that confession was that every day that solutions to my city, my state, and my nation flow through me. But when I'll be in a situation representing the police department, I can't tell you the times that it's been like a little map is unfolded in my heart of a solution. And we've literally created things that I didn't even know existed that are now being looked at as state and national models. And so I feel like many times I've heard Gloria say, God's not looking for your ability, he only wants your availability. And I feel so thrilled. I can't wait to get up every day to step out and to see what God will do to help others that are hurting through me.
You know, Gloria and I have been talking about being receivers, and the most important person that you can receive is Jesus as Lord.
Oh, that's the beginning.
That's the beginning right there. And you need to be a receiver of Him, and He wants to do... I like the quote that you had about when you were born again, Jesus moved in with everything that He had.
That's right.
And He wants to supply every need that you have, and He wants to take care of you, and He wants you to watch. He wants to watch over your life in the same way He did for Kenneth and Gloria, for Terry and myself. He has been so faithful to us. So, Gloria, I want to lead them in a prayer.
Praise God.
And I'll say the prayer, and you say it out loud, and you say it out loud with Gloria. Say this, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I ask you. To come into my life.
To come into my life.
I make Jesus the Lord of my life.
I make Jesus the Lord of my life.
Take my life.
Take my life.
And do something with it.
And do something with it.
Thank you for fulfilling my life.
Thank you for fulfilling my life.
For healing me.
For healing me.
Delivering me.
Delivering me.
And prospering me.
And prospering me.
In Jesus' name I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
If you prayed that prayer, that's the most important prayer that you've ever prayed in your life.
Right.
And it's taking you on a course that is going to be absolutely magnificent. But now you need to renew your mind to the Word of God. And that's why we have this free material for you. It's a book that Kenneth and Gloria wrote called He Did It All For You. And then we have some brochures about how to read through the Bible and study the Bible. And then we have product that are available to you from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and they can begin their life, and it's going up from here.
Amen.
God never regresses.
Right.
We're going up from here.
Find you a good church that preaches the Word.
That's right, Gloria.
And be there every time the door opens. Got to preach the Word, though, or it won't work.
Yeah, that's right.
Glory to God. Let us know if you receive Jesus as your Lord today. We always get blessed by that. We want to rejoice with you and share your testimony with people around you. You know, there's just a lot of people that don't know about how to make Jesus the Lord of their lives. And let them know that the blessing of the Lord, it makes rich.
It does.
It opens you up for healing and prosperity and walking with God and hearing His voice. Glory to God.
One of the things about the grant, the $800,000 crime reduction grant, it was to work on four pillars to reduce drug-related and violent crime in Johnson City. And it was to look at two neighborhoods that historically had those highest rates of crime. So in creating this program, I had to get the buy-in of the judges. It's a program that is for felony offenders with addiction. So those were the qualifiers. We started this program, and then the judges wanted it to be like a prison diversion. So instead of sending somebody back when they violated probation back to prison, they would come into this day reporting center. And so when we created this program, the judges wanted it to last a whole year, 12 to 15 months, and the people come 20 hours a day. So we kind of created like a little college. I needed 11 facilitators, and I only had money to pay for two in my grant. And so I hired a director. I had money to pay for rent in a building and literature, the courses that we were going to teach them on drug recovery and relapse prevention, that kind of thing. And I hired a therapist from our mental health partner. But now I needed 9 more people that would show up working a job that I wasn't going to pay them. And one by one by one, we lined up people that came and ran that program. And so at the end of my grant in 2016, as the director, I had to find subsequent funding for it. And so my grant manager in Nashville said, why don't we run a cost benefit on what this program, because the Department of Corrections, the Tennessee Department of Corrections, is who supervised these individuals on probation. So when we ran a cost benefit, because of all that was being done that we weren't paying for, it was $12 a day to be in that program instead of $74 a day to be in jail. So we sent that to the commissioner of the state, and they immediately responded, we want that program. And so we had created a program through a woman with the blessing, but no knowledge of criminal justice or knowing what recidivism is, a program that was saving them $50 to $60 a day on each of those individuals. So the recidivism rate in Tennessee is 1 to 3 years when someone's released, within 1 to 3 years, 48 to 50% that they'll go right back. And if those that have graduated from the day reporting center, it lowers it to 16 to 22%. So we cut recidivism more than in half, and now they're replicating it across the state. Last year they've opened 7, and it's what the blessing, what the blessing. You know, so much of the time as Christians, we think when we're saved that we have everlasting life, but it really means we have the life of the everlasting. And the same way God helps me with my boys when they were growing up, my grandchildren now, God knows how to reach those that need services. He knows where those resources are in our town, and he just brings those ideas, and you take those steps. And so I'm humbled that my name is associated with something like that, and I had no background in that. And in 2014, we won the National Criminal Justice Association Outstanding Criminal Justice Program of the Year. Every year, the president's cabinet members, they give away 5 program awards, and we won one of them. We're listed with the U.S. Department of Justice as a success story, and all through someone that knew nothing about any of these topics.
It's offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory. And Gloria, we had a couple of things that we wanted to read that we didn't get to. Listen to this. This is a word from the Lord through Brother Copeland from 2010. For all of you who will take my word and stand on it, saith the Lord,
yes,
the kingdom is for you, the angels are for you, and all of heaven's reserves are at your call.
Christ,
they're at
God.
Your call. And so we are so grateful for all of the offerings that come in for the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast,
yes,
and
amen,
for all that's taking place here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
and around the world, all of the outreaches around the world. And the Lord is providing and supplying for you as you give. We pray for you. We pray for the partners every single day that the Lord is prospering them,
praise
increasing
God.
Them, and getting them to a place where every bill is paid, every need is met, and every debt is wiped out in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And so as you give and you sow into this, it's a powerful thing. And we want to do this. We want to make this confession of faith. So, Gloria, I'll say it, okay. And then you repeat it. You repeat it with us. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I thank you for your word.
I thank you for your word.
Your word is true.
Your word is true.
Your word works for me.
Your word works for me.
I give it first place.
I give it first place.
And final authority.
And final authority.
In my life.
In my life.
I claim every need met.
I claim every need met.
On the authority of God's word.
On the authority of God's word.
Satan, take your hands off my finances.
Satan, take your hands off my finances.
Go, ministering spirits.
Go, ministering spirits.
Cause the money to come.
Cause the money to come.
I believe it.
I believe it.
I receive it.
I receive it.
I possess it.
I possess it.
I claim it.
I claim it.
I take it.
I take it.
As my rightful inheritance.
As my rightful inheritance.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
This is so fulfilling, being a part of something that I really never could have imagined that God would have had me in the middle of, to feel like you can make a difference in some of the stories by being involved with some of the public schools, public housing. We hear about children that are sleeping in a closet at night because a parent is a heroin addict, and when the parent passes out with the drugs, then this child's being violated by the other people that are there. And we hear stories of kids with not enough food, not enough clothing. And because of my ministry background, I started almost 6 years ago a meeting at the police department to bring the faith leaders to the department. We meet in the strategy room, which is where the police captains and all, they work on strategies. And we come in and I bring in the service providers, housing authority, public schools, and they just share the needs, homeless services. And so our church in Johnson City, every denomination, Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Spirit-filled, Charismatic, coming together and meeting every other month to hear about these needs. And now churches will call me and say, we've got a group that's going to be available Saturday. Could we pick up trash? Could we paint a room in the homeless shelter? And so I'm kind of like the air traffic control, but it's just so rewarding to really see people's lives being changed and being helped. And I could tell you story after story. I had no idea it was so prevalent in our community where kids were growing up in this environment. And so I feel like God is wanting me to sound an alarm to bring rescue. In Psalms, it says that God sees tears no one else sees, and He collects them in a bottle. And God's been seeing these tears in Northeast Tennessee for years. And I believe that the church is there to be the one, like Jesus, a bruised reed He won't break, that we're the ones to fan the flame and to rescue these. And so I'm probably the most ordinary person that you would ever meet. But to see what God's blessing on your life, and when you have compassion for your town, and you, whether it's your school, whether it's your neighborhood, to start where you are, but no matter what, how small of a step you take to how big, you might help change the rate of recidivism in your state. But many of the things that we're praying about, God might want you to be the answer to it if we'll just step out and make ourselves available. So literally, your city is waiting on you. You know, I've heard the Copeland say before that really God is not, we're not waiting on God. God is already moving, and our cities are waiting on us, and every person can make a difference in your job. We should be as excited about going to work on Monday as we are about going to church on Sunday, and God wants to up our game in how much the church is making a difference.